The holy letters of the Rebbe, volume 11. This is letter number 3389. Baruch Hashem, dated the fifth day of Nisan, Tovshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. It started off with dot, dot, dot. The Rebbe said, I enjoyed that you write that you see success. You see a sign of blessing in your work in education. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you won't satisfy just working in this area, even though that's a lot, but you'll do as much as you're able to in spreading Yiddishkeit in other matters as well. So the Rebbe says, in this case, the Rebbe says, one of the first jobs is to establish activists amongst the people that are on the spot. In other words, the Rebbe says, take local talent, take activists here to help to spread Yiddishkeit. Well, it's good you're teaching, but the Rebbe wants him to also spread Yiddishkeit and get. One of the first jobs is to set up activists from the people that are there. So, now, these people may be new to this type of work, and till they get used to it, and also till they become, you know, till you can trust them and take responsibility, you need to supervise them, a special supervision, making sure and to direct them. Often, you got to direct them, because these are not people that have been used to this kind of work. But slowly, little at a time, they get used to it, and they improve in this work. And therefore, the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that very soon they will become a support. They will help you. And that is similar to a teacher who's an educator who counsels who's successful. So what does a successful teacher do? What does it mean if you're a successful teacher? That if you are able to give the student the tools to learn on his own so that he doesn't need you, that they can learn on their own. You provided to them, you know, like they say, give them a meal, you help them but learn them a trade, then they can. If you teach them how to learn on their own, but not only that, if you teach them also, as the word goes, toifeyach hamanas latfiyach, to be moist so they can make other moist. In other words, not only learn themselves, but also teach others. Dot, dot, dot. Rebbe blessed him with success and for good news and all the above. So it looks like to me that this person was maybe a shaliach over there, the Rebbe sent him over there, or maybe he's there. And he got a position as a teacher and he was doing very well. But the Rebbe says, that's good. But don't be satisfied with that, even though there's a lot to do in the education. But also become active in generally about Yiddishkeit. And get people, local people, get them to help you. Even though in the beginning they're not used to it, it'll take time to train them in, and they got to make sure that they're doing the right things. But slowly but surely, they will get good to it. And the Rebbe says, and once you train them, then that's a good teacher. Just like by a teacher, you can have your students learn on their own and also teach others. If you direct those people who you influence, that they can become actually independent and also teach, that is the real success. And Rebbe blesses him for success and good news and all of the above.